Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, be sure, watch what's going on with these campuses, because overnight we had the first real organized violence by the Columbia University crowd. Before, they were just harassing Jews and doing, I guess, things Democrats do. They've now taken over a building overnight. It's interesting how it happened, because the administration at Columbia University has been negotiating with them. They said, okay, we're going to expel you guys. We're going to come in and remove you if you're not gone by 2 p.m. Well, 2 p.m. came and passed. Nothing happened. NYPD still on the stand down by the administrators. They have to be called in because it's a private campus. So a few hours goes by. These protesters get the idea, we got the upper hand here, don't we? So they battering rams smash their way into the building. They have put jackets and covers over the lights, over the cameras inside the building, and they have occupied it. They've got a list of demands. They're demanding major corporations divest from Israel, including Airbnb, randomly enough, as well as the university. And they're also demanding amnesty for smashing their way into the building and breaking in. That's breaking and entering is a felony. They also apparently were holding hostages. There were three people working there overnight on the overnight crew. They let them go, but one of them, when he left, said he had been taken hostage, but then was released. So, I mean, I don't know. That's what he says. So, I mean, normally, like, if, say, a Trump supporter did this kind of thing, we would understand that it was illegal. So, I mean, after all that, they're going to send the NYPD in, right? No. They're on standby watching it. They're not allowed to do anything. Well, what about the Jewish student? Oh, they got to go to school online. Too dangerous for them to come on campus. Wow. This is your Democrat Party, folks. This is who they really are. And there's this guy by the name of Kamani James. He's a real piece of work. He's done video bragging about wanting to kill Jews. He is the leader of the occupation movement at Columbia University. This guy I'm about to play you is who they were negotiating with. Take a listen to what he thinks. And here we go. Let's see.
I don't fight to injure or for there to be a winner or a loser. I fight to kill. See y'all in New York, January 2024.
Mm-hmm. So that's specifically what we're going to be discussing today. Do you see why that's problematic in any way?
No.
Do you think that there's a serious weight in taking someone else's life?
I think there is a serious weight in taking someone's life. And at the same time, I think that taking someone's life in certain case scenarios is necessary and better for the overall world. And so I personally have never killed anyone. Thank the Lord that no one has put me in that position.
Uh-huh. But he goes on to explain that if they made him mad, he might do it.
During the Haitian Revolution, their Haitian slaves had to kill their masters in order to gain their independence. These were masters who were white supremacists. What is a Zionist? A white supremacist. And so let's be very clear here. I'm not saying that I'm going to go out and start killing Zionists. What I'm saying is that if an individual who identifies as a Zionist threatens my physical safety in person, i.e. puts their hands on me, I am going to defend myself. And in that case scenario, it may come to a point where I don't know when to stop.
This is who the administration of Columbia University was negotiating with. Okay. And when these videos came to light, there's another one. It's just as bad. I'll play it in a sec. When these videos came to light about him talking about killing Jews, they tried to protect him. They said, well, we're not going to expel him. We'll just ban him from campus. That wasn't good enough. Obviously, if you hear this, I'm going to play one more. And they finally were forced to expel him. He was back last night leading the break-in of the building and no one removed him. So understand who we're dealing with here. This isn't some kids on some side, two sides of some murky issues. This is a guy who wants to kill Jews. By the way, he is also gay and his pronouns are he, she, they. So he better stay here in America because if he ever went to Gaza, he wouldn't make it a week. He'd be kaput. But I guess maybe doesn't know his history or who knows. Here's some more Kamani Jane, just so you can understand who the Democrats are who are leading the charge. This is who Columbia University is placating. And here's the problem with this, folks. As this is seen this morning, this first violent, like real violent takeover, this is going to inspire the lunatics on all the rest of the campuses.
Zionists, along with all white supremacists, need to not exist because they actively kill and harm vulnerable people. They stop the world from progressing. And so be glad, be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists. I've never murdered anyone in my life, and I hope to keep it that way.
This is who we're accommodating. On Columbia University. This is who these people are. Zionists are, in most cases, Jews. Not always, but mostly. So this is who the Democrat Party is holding back the NYPD to protect. This is who, in Washington, D.C., the mayor and the police chief, when asked by George Washington University 2 days ago, can you come in and clear them out? They're trespassing. They're scaring Jewish students. And the mayor and the police chief of Washington, D.C. said, no, they're breaking the law, but we're not going to send the police in because it would be bad PR for us. In other words, the protesters have liberal privilege and we're going to let them break the law because we're liberals and that's what we do. But it looks like Joe Biden and the Democrats might pay a price for this up next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.